Continuing down the Red, our journey brings us to Lake Texoma and Denison Dam.
The lake had two major project purposes, flood control and hydropower production. To those ends, they've met their objectives. They have indeed controlled flooding. Of course, 1990, the waters went over the spillway, the second time since the lake had been here. The first time they did was 1957, and produces a lot of hydropower. So it's doing that. And recreation, my gosh, the just fishing alone here on Texoma, the direct income is about $25 million a year. That's just from fishing. So it's an important resource right here.
During 1990, we had something like 350,000 cubic feet per second coming into the lake, and it's kind of like a funnel. All this water is trying to funnel in and be released through this these little floodgates that we have down here. It is scary because you there's no way, and you know in your own mind there's no way, that you can release the amount of water that you have coming in. So you just try to warn the people and try to keep them advised on how fast the water is coming up and get to higher ground.
Eleven miles downstream from Denison Dam, the Red River flows under a one-lane bridge at Carpenter's Bluff.
There's always been a controversy on whether the river runs east or west, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm 67 years old and I still don't know whether it runs east or west. And I was born down there, but I have seen the water come up to the bottom of the bridge many times I've seen that. I don't know where that all the trees and debris and lumber and houses and everything, I don't know where they ever went to down through the years down that way.
Constructed in 1908 as a railroad bridge, it also allowed horse-drawn vehicles to cross. The bridge gave communities easier access to markets when ferry boats were the only other crossings nearby.
If it wasn't for the bridge and it wasn't for the Denison Dam, this part of East Grayson County would just be isolated from everything over in the southeastern part of Oklahoma.